And already the Paris Pact is being ridiculed by some within the federal government. One backbencher has taken to Facebook to post sarcastic praise for the agreement, while another tells AM that it's empty and meaningless. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
Within hours of the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop pronouncing her approval of the Paris climate change deal, some of her backbench coalition colleagues were already undermining it. Western Sydney MP Craig Kelly warned the account is in the mail in a Facebook post that struck a comic tone.
The polar bears can sleep soundly tonight. This is the moment when the seven seas will cease to rise, the glaciers start to grow, the storms will clear and the sun will shine.
Others in the government have reservations too.
I think it's a lot of hype about essentially nothing.
That's Western Australian backbencher Dennis Jensen, a prominent critic of strong action on climate change.
Basically, countries set their own targets and there's no enforcement strategy.
Are your words there slightly at odds with the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop? She says that this deal provides the flexibility for countries like even Australia to do more to try and reach those targets in the future.
It provides flexibility to do anything, essentially.
Well, the government you're part of has a commitment for a 26 to 28% reduction. Do you also think that that is smoke and mirrors?
Well, I mean, basically, we are serious about getting to that reduction target.
The opposition's criticised the government over what it calls a lack of ambition in its reduction targets. Climate change spokesman Mark Butler's welcoming the Paris deal and saying it's putting pressure on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to confront the coalition's conservative wing.
He either sets Australia up to get with the rest of the world and harness the enormous jobs and investment opportunities that come with this agreement, or he keeps Australia shackled to the reactionary legacy of Tony Abbott.
But there has already been a subtle change to former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's climate change policy. It's been revealed the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, recently lifted Mr Abbott's ban on the Clean Energy Finance Corporation investing in wind energy. The opposition isn't singing Mr Hunt's praises for the move.
Well, it's a minor backflip.
But it is raising Dennis Jensen's ire.
I think that's a bad decision, to be quite frank.
And he's suggesting it could reopen rifts in the coalition over climate change policy exposed during Mr Turnbull's successful challenge for the Liberal leadership.
There were two issues that were hardline issues, and one was not changing climate change policy.
Has Mr Turnbull changed climate change policy by reversing this decision about the Clean Energy Finance Corporation?
Well, it's something I'm going to have to think about personally a fair bit more, and certainly I'll be speaking to colleagues about it as well.
Liberal backbencher Dennis Jensen ending Tom Eagledon's report.